From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu meet at the White House. At a joint appearance, Mr. Netanyahu said there was no greater supporter of the Jewish people than the American president. For his part, Mr. Trump asked the Israeli premier to hold off on building Jewish settlements on land claimed by the Palestinians. He did not explicitly endorse a future Palestinian state, although the State Department says there has been no change in the U.S. position on that issue. The two leaders also plan to discuss relations with Iran and a possible move of the U.S. embassy to Jerusalem. President Trump struck back Wednesday at media reports about alleged links between him and Russia. In a string of Twitter comments, the president blamed the intelligence community for what he called illegal leaks to the media. Reports appeared in the Washington Post last week, revealing conversations between ousted National Security Advisor Michael Flynn and the Russian ambassador that happened before the election. Later, during an appearance with the Israeli prime minister, the president defended Flynn, saying he had been treated very unfairly by the media. Meanwhile, a bipartisan group of lawmakers introduced legislation Wednesday to prevent the administration from repealing sanctions on Russia without congressional appeal. U.S. Defense Secretary James Mattis sought Wednesday to allay NATO concerns about America's commitment to Europe's security. At a meeting in Brussels with his NATO counterparts, Mattis said the military alliance is central to the relationship between America and its European allies. NATO members see the meeting as a chance to reaffirm America's commitment to Europe's security. This is VOA News. Police in Malaysia say they have arrested a woman in connection with the apparent assassination of a half-brother of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. The woman was detained on Wednesday morning at the Kuala Lumpur International Airport. Police say she was identified on travel documents as Doan T. Hwang. South Korea on Wednesday confirmed the victim was the North Korean leader's older half-brother, Kim Jong-nam. On Tuesday, unnamed U.S. government sources said the United States strongly believes that Kim Jong-nam was murdered by North Korean agents. U.S. retail sales and inflation rose in January, strengthening the case for the central bank to raise interest rates. Retail sales advanced 0.4% for the month. Another report shows U.S. consumer prices rose at the fastest pace in nearly 4 years, with costs gaining 0.6% in January and 2.5% in the past year. A round of Syria peace talks, scheduled to begin Wednesday in Kazakhstan, has been delayed until Thursday. Kazakhstan's foreign ministry did not offer an explanation for the change. The focus of the talks is a partial ceasefire that went into effect at the end of December. At a previous meeting in January, Russia, Iran, and Turkey agreed to serve as monitors for the ceasefire. The process has notably left out the United States, which in earlier years of the Syrian conflict often partnered with Russia in efforts to push the Syrian government and rebels toward negotiations for peace. A second round of talks in Moscow on Afghanistan ended Wednesday. Representatives from Afghanistan were included in the talks for the first time, joining those from Russia, Pakistan, China, Iran, and India. Participating countries called for Central Asian nations to be included in future discussions. The United States was not invited to participate in the talks. Two bomb explosions in northwestern Pakistan killed at least 6 people and wounded many more Wednesday. Officials say the deadliest incident happened in the Mohammed tribal district near the Afghan border, where a suicide bomber blew himself up after security forces spotted and tried to stop him. A second bomber accompanying that attacker was gunned down while he tried to detonate explosives strapped to his body. A splinter faction of the anti-state Pakistani Taliban called Jamaat-ul-Ahrar claimed responsibility. Hours later, a suicide bomber riding a motorcycle attacked an official van transporting members of the provincial judiciary in the city of Peshawar. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.